time to set up an agency parallel to NOAA for tropical cyclone forecasting in India. I went into nostalgia after reading the name of Prof. Kerry N. Emanuel of MIT in newspapers on warming of oceans and forecasting of tropical cyclones. It took me back to my JNU days when I was pursuing for my PhD degree. These days when it has become almost like a fashion to criticize JNU in different quarters, I thought fit to talk about contributions made by JNU faculty of past and present and about their role in state-of-the-art research. It was foresight of my erudite and scholarly guru Prof. G.P. Mallick in early 90s, 1991 to be precise, to give me a topic which was at very nascent stage of research not only in India, but even in the US. Apart from U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, called NOAA in short, only a few academic departments of a selected U.S. universities and Japanese universities were pursuing their research on dynamic modeling of tropical cyclones, which are called by different names in different parts of the world. They are called typhoons in Japan, hurricanes in Americas, and tropical cyclones in Asia and in tropics. They are the great environmental hazards and cause immense damage to people and surroundings, and their timely prediction can mitigate impact of its fury. Looking at my academic background, although I did not had any formal training in meteorology other than few introductory courses during MPhil program and a few courses on fluid dynamics during my BTech days. He gave an open-ended topic of tropical cyclones forecasting and with the comment to do a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art work which will result into first-of-its-kind research, and suggested some journals to go for literature review. I went from library to library. At that time, most of the forecasting models were based on statistical prediction methods and required supercomputers. A few such facilities were available in India those days, one at IISc Bangalore and another at National Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasting NCMRWF at Lodhi Road. And a few academic departments in US and Japanese universities were pursuing research in dynamic forecasting. Dynamic modeling was logical to be more accurate in its approach as it tried to forecast intensification of cyclones, taking into consideration effect of all dynamical parameters like mean sea surface temperature, convective clouds, vertical shear, governed not by statistics but by basic principles of physics. Prof. Mallick advised me to take a dynamic model and replicate prediction of any cyclonic conditions by its help for MPhil work and extend the same for PhD with some new insight. We chose to work on Chani-Eliasson model and by its help could replicate development of conditions leading to cyclonic disturbances. Tropical cyclones cause immense damage to our country also. Last year we have seen the effect of timely prediction of impending cyclone in Odisha and could save our people from its fury. It is high time we should once again focus on accurate and timely prediction of cyclone and set up a specialized agency on pattern of NOAA in India for coordinating all efforts in oceanic and atmospheric sciences that will prepare us better in mitigating impact of natural disasters like tropical cyclones and tsunamis. Thank you for listening to the organizer.